Good morning, everyone. My name is Zachariah Taylor. I'm the Director of Finance and HR here at Lighthouse Christian School. And then I'm also the Assistant Head Football Coach, Defensive Coordinator on the football team, and then also Assistant Head Track Coach and Middle School Coach. And just want to welcome everyone today. It's an honor to be here with you. This is actually just starting my fourth week here in Twin Falls, Idaho. So it's awesome to be here and awesome to spend this time with you and to share with you this morning. So thank you for your time. I do want to quickly allude, for those of you who saw last Wednesday's message, you saw Coach Jason Smith, and he spoke about Romans 12, and he spoke about how habits reflect the mission and how we can live in everything that we do unto God in our lives. And I kind of want to expound on that and share some more from Romans 12 today. So I'm just going to start by reading a passage from the last half of Romans 12. And this starts in Romans 12, 9. And I'm going to go ahead and read this now. So Romans 12, 9, let your love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So there's a lot in that passage, right? And when I read through that, there's a lot to unpack. There's a lot that we could talk about. But when you see the header on that, it talks about the marks of a true Christian and the marks of a true Christian life. And you can see a lot of those instructions, as Coach Smith alluded to, those are all things of how we live our life out day by day in all the small moments, whether that's at our workplace, at the restaurant, in the grocery store, when no one sees what we're doing. And when we're in a crowd, right? In all types of situation in life, there's a lot of instruction there of how we should live and how we should walk and walk out our Christian life unto others, serving God. But I do really want to focus on one verse there. In verse 9, it says, hold fast to what is good. So how do we do that? How do we hold fast to what is good? And that's a very powerful and straightforward but deep instruction. And I think it's important to look at right before and after that instruction, it talks about love. And I think to hold on to what is good, right, we at first have to realize God is good, right? We have to hold on and start with the foundation. Just like when we're coaching a player, right? To start, we teach them, hey, this is how you stand, right? This is where you put your feet. This is where you put your hands. That's the foundation of teaching them how to be an athlete. And I think this is speaking to the foundation of how we live, right? It has to start with holding on to how much God loves us, how much he loves us so much that he gave his only son for us. And we know that because he loves us, and because he's loved us, we can love. That's 1 John 4:19. And we also know that we love, and we read earlier in Romans 5:5 that we see that our hope does not disappoint because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given unto us. So we need to hold on to his love, receive his love for us, and let his love pour out unto others as we walk out our daily life. And so to hold on to what is good, we have to hold on to God's love. We have to hold on to his instruction. We have to hold on to his goodness, his mercy, all that he's done for us, all that he's doing, all that he's going to do for us. And I think it's interesting, each of these instructions is not dependent upon how another person may treat us, right? It does not say, it does not say, do not be overcome by evil unless this person does this, this, or this, right? It does not say, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep unless it's this situation or that situation. So these are not dependent on how others may treat us, right? So we have a choice each day to live and walk these things out. And we can do that, right, through the grace and love and strength of God, through the power of his Spirit living and working in us. I think it's important, though, to also say if we're holding on to something, right, if we're holding on to what is good, we also have to let go of things. Right? Because there's intrinsically, it's implied there, right? There's certain things that you can't hold on to. You can't hold on to love, right, if you're not letting go of hate and unforgiveness and bitterness or lots of other things, right, that we need to be able to let go of. And I think going back to love, right, when we look at the definition of love, we look in 1 Corinthians, it talks about how love doesn't take account of suffered wrongs, or love lets go of suffered wrongs. Love lets go of offenses and failures and all these things that people may have done to us. And so I think it's important to think about what do we need to hold on to, but what do we need to let go of? And as we walk through our day, it's a great reminder, right, to hold on to what is good. We also have to continually let go of a lot of things, right? Let go of the maybe past, right? Let go of all the wrongdoings that may have been done to us. Let go of lies. Let go of so many things that we get thrown at in our day-to-day life. So I just wanted to talk about that today and how we can apply that as we move forward in our day-to-day living, right? And how in all the little things that we can walk in love through the power of his Spirit, holding on to him, holding on to his love, holding on to his goodness, and letting go of everything else. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have an awesome and blessed week. Thank you.